This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Thursday, May 25th. Well, big day in the cattle space yesterday. Geez, after an outside day lower on Tuesday, Wednesday comes in, get a little bit of follow through to the downside, and then the cash market starts trading higher, and the futures market responded with a big push to the upside, giving us an outside day higher in the live cattle. So an impressive price action in live cattle and feeder cattle too. Started out weaker, we ended up reversing up, and some of the deferreds we did get an outside day higher, and others we didn't quite take out Tuesday's high, but still a big reversal to the upside in both live cattle and feeder cattle, showing no sign of this market letting up. In live cattle, we are back up to those highs on the front month June. We're back up to the highs from a couple days ago, and then those are also the highs from mid-April. In August, they're too, not quite taking out that April high, but we're back up to the highs from a few days ago. The back months are into just barely taking out those April highs. So, we're at significant resistance levels. The market looked like it was failing at that price level 2 days ago when we had the outside day lower, but obviously we're not ready to give it up yet. Cash markets holding strong, consumer obviously holding tough, and that's, the futures market is responding to that. So in the cash trade, we saw cash movement in the Southern Plains and in the Central Plains at around 171, which is up one on the week. In Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota area, we're trading at 180 to 182. That was up 2 to 4. Dress trade at 285 to 286 was up 4 to 5. So here the trade had been looking for probably flat prices from last week, if not lower, and here we are. It's not an explosion to the upside, but it's definitely a firm tone to the cash market. In box beef, pretty mixed trade. Choice was down 244 at 298. Select was up 251 at 284. So the spread lost a pretty big chunk, down 495. We're sitting at 1451. Movement was another strong day of 133 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. So far for the week, we're at 377,000. That's 2,000 less than last week, and it's up 2 from last year. The feeder cattle index up 60 cents at 207.36. So we've gained almost $5 in the feeder cattle index in the last 3 days. So we had a cold storage report out yesterday. We saw that for beef stocks as of April 30th, we're at 448 million pounds in frozen stocks. That's down 6% from last month and down 16% from last year. In pork at 565 million pounds, up 6% from last month, up 6% from last year. Chicken stocks, 830 million pounds, that's down 3% from last month, up 8% over last year. And getting back to the beef and the pork, all red meat at 1.04 billion pounds, that was unchanged from last month and down 5% from last year. And of course, all of that coming from the beef space. So pork, we got plenty of pork, we got plenty of chicken. We don't have plenty of beef. Consumer still wants beef. Prices are strong. Consumer still buying. What are you gonna say? And we got a lot of rain coming into the Southern and Central Plains, doing much better than they were even 3 weeks ago when we were just mired in drought. Just these rains have come right over those dry areas, and it's been a lot of rain, and it's kind of come in stages, so it's giving the soil time to soak it up. So we're going to see, much better grazing conditions down the road, going to see much better hay production. We're already looking at decent pasture and hay in the Central Plains and the Northern Plains. It's worth noting that the longer range forecasts for the next 2 weeks are calling for much above normal temperatures in the Northern Plains, stretching down into top part of the Central Plains, and into the Midwest. So, it's very possible that things take a turn here and start to dry down pastures, dry down hay fields. If that happens, probably going to see some calves and cattle moving off pastures in the Northern Plains. We'll just have to see. That's the forecast for the next couple weeks, depending on which model you look at. It changes. The European model would have those conditions staying for yet another 2 weeks. That would definitely be a game changer as far as being able to keep your cattle on pasture. The GFS model does have those temperatures moderating and more rains coming across the north and the central plains and just kind of stretching into the Midwest. So I think obviously it just depends on what the weather does, but it's worth noting that there's a lot of heat up and coming into the northern plains, Canadian prairies, not a lot of rain in the short term. That's going to put some stress on pastures and on crops. So we'll just have to see how things play out. But if it really starts to dry down, Central Plains, Northern Plains, Midwest, which some of these forecasts are suggesting, that's going to, I think, create a wave of cattle coming into the market. And that would definitely change this bull dynamic that we've got going on that just is relentless. It would definitely make a shift in that. So we'll just have to wait and see. I don't see the market really doing much of anything before Memorial Day holiday. Got a three-day holiday coming in. Monday's a day off. We'll just have to see. The grains start trading Monday night, and then things get real, if you will, about weather, about these longer range forecasts. We'll get a fresh look at, you know, a two-week outlook, which takes us deep into June. If that hot and dry is sticking around in the Midwest, you know, I think it's game on for a weather market. Corn market's going to explode higher, and I think we're pretty safe to say feeders will take a pretty heavy hit if that happens. So it's going to be a nail biter for the next 4 or 5 weeks in these grain markets. Just these forecasts look ominous, to say the least, and it just is a matter of how long they stick around. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.